This is Dakota Datebook for January 10th. Many people are familiar with the art of the pottery wheel. However, people are less familiar with the art of wood turning, the process of carving a piece of wood with hand tools while spinning it on a lathe. Through doing this, people can make all sorts of things, like candlesticks, lamps, bowls, spindles, thimbles, and even chess pieces. Due to its versatility, wood turning has been used throughout the ages to create simple household objects. While there is no extra step of firing the finished pieces like its cousin pottery, there is the disadvantage that wood rots, so fewer pieces have survived the ages. Consequently, less is known about the history of wood turning. However, people have found traces of it in Egypt, Persia, Rome, and China. In fact, many speculate that Europe relied on wood turning for most household objects from 500 to 1500 AD. In 1310, wood turners organized into a guild in London. Local wood turning became less common in the 19th and 20th centuries. Today, however, it has strong hobbyist presence, and one group that strives to keep it alive is the Dakota wood turners. The Dakota wood turners began when five men came together to organize a club. Those men were Duncan Warren, Leonard Ressler, Art Tokach, Pat Schweitzer, and Tom Walters. They started holding meetings in fall and winter. The first meeting in September of 1997 attracted 14 people. They later held a meeting on December 13th with 16 members, and they discussed bylaws and prepared a chapter application to join the American Association of Wood Turners. They set meetings for every second Saturday of the month in the Mandan High School Votech Shop. 11 of the 16 members voted for the name Dakota Wood Turners, and a month later, on this date, the newfound group held their first official meeting as a chapter. By July, they had 29 members. By 2007, they had 77 wood turners paying dues, along with 20 complimentary memberships to other organizations, like libraries, which supported the chapter. The group is still going strong today, holding other events alongside their second Saturday meetings, such as Women in Turning. The ancient craft lives on in a high school tech shop in the middle of North Dakota and in chapters throughout the country, with 16,000 members and over 365 local chapters. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.